Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Don and Wynn Show. I hope the levels are okay. I do not have my co-host with me at the moment. Wynn Free will be joining us in about 15 minutes. But until then, you've just got me. So welcome to the show. But we, you know, it's going to be a little interesting the first 15 minutes because I want to do something we did earlier. And that is bring someone to the program that is not a psychic, has never been a psychic, doesn't claim to be psychic, and in any way, shape, or form. And yet, this person seems to be able to give readings that are 100% accurate so far, or just about, and did it on a whole program, one after the other. So my thoughts are we bring him back, and we allow some call-ins, and we see where it goes, see if he can read you as accurately as he read the last few people on our last program we did a few weeks ago. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. It's a pleasure to be back, and it's a pleasure to be in the presence of so many great people listening.
Well, thank you. Tyler, correct?
Yes.
Tyler.
Of course.
Well, what's your last name? Do you mind sharing that with the audience?
No, not at all. My last name is Gallagher. Tyler Gallagher is the full name.
I love that. Gallagher. You know, Gallagher, I love Gallagher.
Really?
You bet. I mean, I don't know how many people know of the comedian, but I love the guy.
Well, it's a little-known fact that you are Canadian yourself, right, Don?
That's correct. I am a Canadian.
Born in Edmonton, is it?
In fact, I was born in Canada, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Correct.
I thought
BC.
It was Edmonton.
No, B.C., and I'm still Canadian today.
Nice. And you guys ended up in Edmonton at some time.
No, where's Edmonton come in?
I don't know. I always thought that you. I always thought you were in Edmonton for some reason.
Edmonton. You know, we used to. We were going to start a business in and around that area.
Ah.
But that was a long time ago, and we never did.
Got it. You know, it's so interesting. This is interesting. Great program to bring it up on. I use a little website called Facebook sometimes.
Facebooks.
And someone sent me this invite. And it was
beware the invites. Beware the invites.
They do all these group invites, and you know, I've been aware of the whole situation. Obviously, you know, you have to be. But there was a group called Canadians Against the Amero, and it was talking about how.
Well, you see, that's the problem with opposition groups. Once you start getting them talking, or start having them talk against something, then you already put it in the minds of people that there's something to be against and that it's a real something. And that irks me. In other words, you don't even have the damn Amero yet. You already have groups out there fighting against it.
Well,
now, how's that possible?
It had a listing of all these news articles, and because I'm Canadian, this was interesting to me.
Right,
but
right.
We had a prime minister for a very long time named John Chrétien. And when George W. Bush got into his power, probably a year after, our prime minister went.
It was a long time after puberty.
Yeah.
Right.
Our prime minister went, and there's a guy named Stephen Harper, and I always thought that it was a bad situation, and it's always something that was kind of, I don't know, it just didn't sit right, and it's just interesting to see what's going on, that they're trying to pass all these bills and try. I know it will never happen. But it's just interesting to see them even...
Well, they're doing it. They're doing it. That's not the question whether it will happen or not. They're doing it.
Right.
I mean, they're passing legislation nobody wants because they've been paid off, bribed, or blackmailed, or they're just ridiculously, insanely inhuman. Uncompassionate.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, these people have an agenda. There's an agenda, and it's been laid down before our parliament. And
yeah,
many of them accepted that agenda or will not go against it. And they're just, they're doing us no good as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I mean, it's so sad. I mean, think of Rome. and now take the entire Parliament of Rome, including the whole kingship, lordship, caesarship, whatever, godship, whatever you want to call it, and you just totally corrupt it all.
Yeah.
And then you do that worldwide on all local, regional, and national levels, and you get some inkling of the seed of rot that has been propagated. And it's unfortunate because they got a lot of people that believe that money's the answer and that they're going to somehow win out because of their greed. It's unbelievable.
No,
truly, again, it's insane because it comes right down to the fact that these people truly believe that they will win out.
And create a one-world government, which is...
based on their own greed.
But,
because they do realize it.
But
you
on
can't
the
be that dense, because if you're that dense, we're dealing with fools.
Yeah, and, but on the positive...
And we're not.
I think it's important to always, bring the positive and the light into your situation.
We got a caller. Should we
take
it?
There we go. Take it.
We're going to take it.
Do it!
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jean.
Jean, we love you, Jean. Just before you utter another word, we love you. So, are we safe?
Yes.
Oh, good. Are you with us or against us?
I'm with you.
I love you.
How are you, Jean?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good.
Jean,
yes.
Don't say anything else. He's going to give you a reading.
Oh, my gosh. All right, but again, I tell everybody, I am not psychic, nor do I claim to be psychic. I just get thrown into these situations that Donald puts me in, and I act on them.
This is the second time we've done this.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
So, Gene, this is the second time. I remember last time it was such a fluster with everybody. I'm just trying to get my bearings here. All right.
I'm just trying to prove that all people are really either becoming psychic or there is no psychic. Whatever you want to call it, intuition rules and everybody's got it and you're proving it.
I love that. I agree. You know what? I'm in 100% agreement with that. All right, so, Gene, I forget where you're from. I apologize. Where are you from?
South Dakota. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from here.
I love that.
All right, don't say another word. Let him read you. I don't want to, see, that's the thing. I'm a stickler. So you can't say anything more. Just let him do his thing. I'm as curious as you are and the rest of the audience. I promise you I am.
I have to say this. Gene, your energy levels are very high. Like things have been going very, very, very well for you. Things have been looking up. Because I feel just a very nice, bright energy. It's very nice. But I remember that I last time was the same deal. Hello?
I'm here.
I heard a beep. And that's because that's my second.
Beep.
Okay. Very clean, a very, things are going good. Things are going good for you. You're moving forward. But you want to know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is just me, feelings. You want to know if something's gonna happen, something that you've been asking for. You want to know if it's moving toward you.
That's right.
And I have to say, yes, very much so. This is so cool. Just your energy shows that your higher self, not your conscious, your subconscious is already aware of this thing going on. Therefore, it's creating this sort of air about you. Like I said, when you talk, it's this very bright, shiny, really things are going well. Consciously, you might not see this happening yet, but subconsciously, your subconscious is already aware of all that's about to come. And I actually say what you've been asking for, what you've been putting out there, and you're wondering if it's coming, I personally say yes. And I feel like, yeah, your subconscious already knows this. Like, what I just said is not news. It's not like something, it's like you already know. I'm more of a confirmation. There you go. I am a confirmation in this thing coming closer to you. I'm
good.
Someone who's just another energy out here who's picking up on yours, saying yes, what you're asking for is on its way, and I just feel that vibrancy from you and that energy. And I'm, like I said, I'm just picking up on the vibes that I feel.
I love it. I love it. All right. What do you say? How's the reading? What do you think of that? Because we do have another caller sitting online with us.
But hold on. I want a second with Gene, real quick.
Okay.
What do you think of that, Gene?
What's that?
How's that grab you?
Well, I think that's great. My husband has been trying for this other job, and that's what we've been looking forward to is him getting it, and hopefully, well, like you said, confirmation. It's going to come true.
I love it.
There's something very beautiful on the way for you, Gene. I 100% can say that to you.
Okay, great. Perfect.
You're going to call us back, though. With the Dawn and Wind Show, ma'am, and you're going to make sure that we know the outcome.
Yes, Gene, please.
Will you make that? Will you make that promise to us here?
Will you make that promise?
I promise you, I will.
All right.
And Gene, I have to say this before you hang up. It's so very important. Are you there?
Yes.
It is your job now, your absolute biggest job that you need to do, both you and your husband. You need to make sure and you need to monitor each other, because there's only one thing that can stop this from happening, and that's if your moods or your levels get low, like you start to doubt or you start to feel something, you know, just your biggest thing now is make sure that this energy you have now, you have constantly, and make sure and monitor each other, because this is what's going to make it happen. This you're like a wide open door right now. And if any fear or doubt or anything comes in, it can start to close that door. So you've got the door wide open. Keep it wide open and stay in your peak state. Both you and your husband, stay in your peak state. Do things that you absolutely love doing. If it's reading a book or if it's going to places, now is the time to indulge in those activities, because your mood's what's going to open that door.
All right, perfect. Thank
all right.
You. Beautiful.
All right.
I'll keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we actually have upgraded our system, our equipment. We're changing servers, and that means that we have our own name servers, folks. They're the best. But we actually wanted to upgrade because we're going into video, live video. And we're going to be bringing to you BBS Worldwide reports. Or BBS exclusives. These are going to be from our own reportership. But needless to say, we've done a lot of upgrading. We've had to move to a new IP and new servers. But most of that shall be finished by tomorrow. And then next week it'll play catch up and we'll be back in full tilt. So if you're wondering about archives or a little curious out there, remember we're going through some big upgrades in all areas. So we're loving every minute of it, and we hope you are too.
Don, now, that's very exciting. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, we do have another caller, and they're on a line from Station 2. And I hope I'm bringing this in correctly. Caller?
Hello?
Hold on. Whoa. Hey. All right, go ahead. Caller?
Hello.
Hold on. Keep talking. Okay, wait, Jenny, I'm going to boost your levels. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, stay with me. I'm going to boost this up a bit. Okay, try it now.
Okay, you want me to talk?
Yep, I want you to talk. Scream.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Jenny from Salt Lake City.
Boy, that's not too bad. Can you hear her okay?
I have to say that I can
It sounds like a robot.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Let me try something else.
I can barely hear this. Technical difficulties, folks.
Okay. I think we got her.
We're going to get through this.
Okay. Caller, are you there?
Do you want me to call on another number?
No, you're good, I hope. I mean, this is something I'm supposed to be able to do. It's just that I'm tying myself in, so it makes it a little weird.
Oh.
All right, caller, talk to me.
Yeah, well, this is Jenny from Salt Lake City.
Right.
And I kind of want a confirmation that my move in March is the thing I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, my gosh. This is so interesting. I feel like I'm in like a vortex right now. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, Donald, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm having too much fun. I really am. I'm playing with all sorts of things here. Okay, go ahead, because
I
don't know what I'm doing. That's the only reason I'm playing around. I mean, when people say they're playing, they don't know what they're doing. I certainly don't.
I can no longer hear the caller. I apologize.
Could you hear what I said previously?
A little bit, and I was starting to, but then I was starting to hear you and understand you, and now I can barely hear anything. You're so faint. You sound like you're in a chute.
I'm planning to move in March. And do you get any vibes on that?
Yes, I do, big time. I get huge vibes. But this is just me, so I have to tell you, this is just somebody, and, you know, I'm not claiming anything. So, like I said, your biggest indicator of if I'm telling something that's true or it's not true is your feelings. So if you feel powerful feelings to whatever I say, sometimes that's confirmation and it's truth. And if, you know, you don't feel, then sometimes it's confirmation and what I'm saying might not be accurate. All right?
All right.
Is that fair?
Right.
Okay, I got to tell you this. I feel that you already know the answer. I feel that you're very hesitant about it to begin with. I feel that there's like a battle with you and this move, and it's been going on for some time. And I think that I think that's something that goes to be said. Is it the right or wrong move? Like, it's not for me to say, but what I can tell you is what I feel. I would say, again, like I said, this I have to say this because I don't want to ever interfere with people's past, you know what I mean, and change sort of things. I got to say that change has been huge resistance for you, because it's so unknown. I think that this next move is so unknown and so foreign to you that your logical part of you, your left side brain, would you call it, is just, it's very hesitant, it's very afraid of this change going on, or that's about to come. And I personally, and again, this is just me. This is so interesting. Give me a second. I'm just taking this in. I would say that, wow, this is so interesting. Just give me a second. I'm so sorry about this. Just taking a second on this.
No, I'm just going to throw myself in the mix because, folks, this is funny only because we've got even more people online. But just so you know, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead,
promise you, Tyler, you've got more people online listening to you, and you have someone else on the other phone line also listening, and what you say now will determine your future. No, seriously, don't kid yourself.
Okay, I got to tell you this. This move, I personally feel, and like I said, I hate to interfere with anyone's life, so again, sit on what I have to say, but I say that this is such a beautiful change that's about to happen. I feel like there's been this cloud in your life for a period of time, and there's this it's like you're comfortable in it, but you know it's not a good situation to be in. But this thing coming up in March is so foreign and so unknown that you fight with it and you don't know if it's right. And what I feel is it is, and I feel that it's something that's going to be very good for you. It's not going to look good, it's not going to feel good, but when it happens, you're going to see how beautiful it is, and the only regret I personally think you're going to have is that you didn't do it sooner. But I would say that the big thing going on right now is you're fighting with this old part of you. I feel that there's this growth that you're going through, and this situation is part of this new you that's been emerging, if that makes any sense. It feels like there's like this new you that's been emerging recently, and
yeah,
there's just been changes going on in your life. And it feels like this connects to this new you, and I think that this move is an important thing. And I think that the reason why you're battling with it so much is just because it's unknown. You don't know what it is. You've never done anything like this, or maybe you have, but it's just you haven't done this in a while, and it's just so foreign to you that you're scared of it. Or
yeah,
you resist it a little bit, just because as a human we like to know what's going on. Even if we could get a little idea of what's going on, we feel comfort. When there's we have no idea what's in store, that's when
mm-hmm.
we start to freak out. So I think that's what's going on with this situation for you, and I think
yeah.
this is probably going to be one of the most beautiful things that could happen to you. And I think you need. Can you hear me?
I can now.
So what do you think of that?
Well, the change that you're speaking of is that I woke up after 50 years.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I can see all kinds of changes. I mean, it's just it's flooding me. It's coming in all the time.
I love this. So you know what this move is? This move is the next step. You've woken up, but this old part of you, and let me tell you, when you're waking up, and you're going to these new beautiful changes, your old self would rather have you die, and I hate to say this, but die than to have this change happen. That's how frightening change is to your old self. And it's because there's this control, there's this comfort, there's just this thing, it's always known. And this thing is so unknown to it, and all that's been happening is just spinning you recently, it's freaking you out. But it's actually the most beautiful thing that could ever be happening to you, and you need to just embrace it, you need to trust it, and I can guarantee you, come March, you will be laughing and smiling, possibly having tears of joy all in the mix, and you'll be wishing your
Whoa, that was the first guarantee we've given out on this network today. So we guarantee you happiness, joy, pleasure,
I feel,
and bliss.
That's just me. And I don't like to mess with
it. I'm just messing with you, buddy. Tyler, you're good. What does she think, though? Because,
yes,
remember, your life depends on her opinion. What's her opinion?
Is she even here?
Well, I so appreciate all the words.
Really? Because I mean every bit of them. And I'm there's this excitement over me for you, which is interesting. I'm sort of excited. I'd love.
I'm excited.
I would really be interested in her keeping in touch and telling us what happens, because I think that
Can
this
I
move
tell
would
you
be
the
amazing.
Place that I'm moving?
Pardon me?
Can I tell tell you the place that I'm moving?
I would. I would be up for it.
It's back to my native San Diego.
Really? Wow. And how long has it been since you've gone back?
Well, I know this might sound strange, but I've been up here since August of 86.
That is.
Did I hear that correct? August of 86?
06.
Of 06?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I feel that a part of you has always known that it wasn't like you were happier in another place. This part of you, ever since 06, has kind of tried to come out and has tried to speak. And now, finally, it's being heard, sort of deal.
Yeah.
So interesting. I would be interested to know what happened for your awakening, or what occurred for your change of heart.
Well, I found out the truth about the predominant religion in this state.
Wow. Holy cow, so you are going through a lot of change right now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is such a hard connection, and this is such a good call. I wish the connection was better. Well, I got to say, just know this, that feeling that you have in your heart that you can't explain, it's just this feeling, and I got to tell you, I feel it's very strong for you that there's just this feeling that's making you want to make this move. But your logical part, when you sit down and you turn that feeling off and you're like, you start thinking, yeah, but I've already moved up here, and you start having a list of all these things, you need to ignore the list, because the list is your head. That's your left side. Your heart is your compass in life, what guides you and what gets you to where you're going. It will always point you north. And that feeling that you're getting is your heart. Whatever feeling that you're getting, whatever there's no explanation to it. It's just a feeling. If you're getting it, that's your heart, and you need to listen to that.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, and I 100%, and it's never wrong. I can guarantee that's another guarantee, Donald. That feeling is never wrong. That feeling knows you better than anyone will ever know you.
All right. Well, thank you. And to our audience, I know you're hearing a lot of weirdness, but again, I'm trying to be on a show and engineer equipment that is a million times more sophisticated than me. So, as you can hear, when I actually have a chance to move around, I can adjust things and things start to sound a little better. So really, we really don't sound so crappy here. Unless you hear us on the Don and Wynn show. And then we definitely sound crappy. Huh. And that's because we love you. So, we love the lady who just called in.
Love it.
We love the sunshine, and we love the rain. And we also are now going to determine your fate.
Is the caller gone yet? Are you still here?
The caller's still here.
Still here.
Please keep in touch and let us know, because it'd be exciting for me to hear all the new things that happen.
Okay, in March, I'll let you know.
Please do. And yeah, I got to tell you, you're going to be blown away come March. Mark my words.
Not blown away.
Blown away, mark my words.
Well, then I would wear some sophisticated, you know, some sort of sophisticated clothing. You wouldn't want to be blown away.
No problem. Have a beautiful rest of the weekend.
And blessings to you both.
And blessings to you. And you. And you.
Take care.
And you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, let me run. I got to quickly hang up or you're going to hear beep, 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 beep. Hold on, because we have your ruling and our report card coming right after this. All right, we're back. We're back live with, what's the name of this show again, Wynn?
Is Wynn free here?
Wynn, do you remember the name of our show?
Welcome to the Don Wynn. That sounds like Doug's roommate.
Can you hear him okay, or do I need to go running and adjusting?
I cannot hear.
Okay,
Wynn.
I'm going to go.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I will go adjust him a bit. He needs adjustment.
Sounds like he's talking in a tunnel.
Okay, how's that? Probably a little better, but then, remember, I'm trying to feed a whole bunch of stations lines in, and I'm trying to do it while I'm doing it. And for all you ladies,
I'm going to let you beautiful gentlemen get on with your show. It's a pleasure to hear your voice, Wynn. I send you love.
No, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, pal. You don't get off that easy. You do not get off that easy. You stick around. Hold on. Wait. I just got to increase, you know, the co-host volume. Otherwise, I won't live it down. So bear with me, and you stay on. Don't go anywhere. Wynn, you just keep talking. You're good at it. So let me adjust your volume while you do.
It is so hard to hear. I hear it. I hate dead air on a radio station.
Tyler, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Well.
I heard well.
That was me.
Okay, I'm starting to hear you. How are you, Wynn?
Tyler, you sounded great, man.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm hanging in with us.
You guys have beautiful listeners, I have to say. They're just very... very loving people. I love it.
Uh-huh. Now, let me see if Don is there. Hello, Don.
Okay, I'm here. It just takes me, you know, see, I can do this on the fly when other programs are going, but when it's my own and I'm trying to tie in two stations, my mic, we also have someone on line one, folks, just so you know, on station one, and we've taken two calls on station two all simultaneously. Now, that's a huge upgrade. What I'm saying is you now have stations that in the usually if someone's there, they can hit a button, just levels, and you've got fully interactive station one, station two, and all the streaming out over the radio networks that it does, fully interactive with all lines in stereo. Now, hey, if anybody out there can tell me a radio network right now or anytime that actually gives away their flash code so that you can post their information, music, and whatever else on their website at any time you wish without even mentioning their name, then the only company you're looking at is PBS Network, because I think we're the only ones that do that. All right, I think, yes. Uh-oh. You can't hear me? Hold on.
Plug yourself in like you're a guest. Like call off one of your lines and plug that line in.
Why don't I call you?
Because whatever you're doing, no one can understand you.
I think we're back. Are we back? Wynn, are you there? Wynn?
I'm here.
Well, there we go. You see, all problems can be overcome.
But now you still sound distorted, but in a different way, Don.
Well, hold on. We can fix that now. How do I sound now?
Getting better. Turn it down a little bit.
A little bit down? All right. How do I sound now?
That's a little better.
How do I sound now?
That's good.
All right.
Just whisper.
Excellent. You know, it's hard doing this. It really is. I need someone here during the time periods that I'm here doing the show. But try to find somebody who will work steady this kind of hour on a weekend.
Well,
that's tough to do.
Find some old person that doesn't date.
Well, I've been trying to hire you for weeks.
Do people still go on dates?
Well, regular people do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they tell me. The regular people tell me that.
Yeah.
How about you?
Tyler, are you still with us?
Tyler's gone. Should we get him back? We actually do have someone online with us.
Who's that?
But we never did give Tyler his, you know, his walking papers or his... I was hoping you were going to do that.
Did you disconnect Tyler?
No, he hung up before you got on there and said, look, this is my show. I'm Winfrey. I'm the co-host. Get off.
I didn't say that.
But you were going to.
No, I wasn't.
I know you weren't, but you wanted to.
No, I didn't.
Well, okay, you would have.
No, I wouldn't.
Hold on, let's get line one on. Okay, I think there's someone on line one. Is there?
Hey, yeah, this is Scott. Hey, Winfrey. This is Scott from Ohio.
Hey, Scott.
Good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you guys for a while.
Scott, you're the fellow with the mounds, right?
Yeah, right, with the mounds and the...
With the melons?
Mounds. Mound system.
Mounds. Okay.
Listen, Scott, let me just tell you, Don is going to turn everything into a sexual innuendo. If I say you're the guy with the mounds, you know what
well,
it's going to be.
Come on. I only do that for the purpose of entertainment.
That's right. Hey, you guys keep it lively. Yeah, we got the serpent mound out here in Ohio. We've got lots of mounds, and that's what still working with that system and just wondering if you had been getting any channeling from the mound about the mound system.
Oh, I've been getting channeling about the mound, man.
All right. Way to go.
No.
He's tuned in. Don is definitely tuned in, Wynn.
The grass is always greener, they say.
He's on it.
Scott,
I'm joking. Actually, I just had my 11th anniversary, and it truly amazes me because I've never been so happy, and every year gets better, and I keep wondering. I look out at society, and I wonder, because I know how my folks brought me up. I know how everything kind of works. I think I do, and I know it just comes with love, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And now you can complicate the hell out of it and eventually arrive at wherever you're at.
Agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Love that. That's where it is. And you got a great heart. Your heart is as big as the world. And
my friend, I wish that were the truth. Because if it was, we wouldn't have all this pain going on.
Well, we just got to channel it. We just got to bring it through to everyone else. We just have to let them see how great it is and want to explore it, you know, for themselves.
You know, we need to give uniqueness freedom.
Yes.
Okay. And that was something, you know, I often wondered about that. And that's the only phrase I can come up with that best describes it. We have to give uniqueness a chance. Whether in diversity, it's not one person is not equal to another, and they always say this race and that race and separate this and separate that. Who cares? The whole universe is different. That's beautiful.
Right.
It doesn't. There are wonderful people with the best of understandings and specialties and adaptions, and there are races on other planets that aren't adapted or couldn't be better than us or more or stronger or more resilient in various ways, where they could be way more adapted in other ways. It's really a full allowing. And that comes, I believe, from understanding that beauty in the uniqueness of that unifying aspect, or that uniqueness in the oneness.
Wow. That's great.
I mean, who am I to say that one can't be unique?
Right.
Right?
Yes. So that's how we need to get everyone to look at each other.
Celebrate each other.
Right.
Jesus said it. All the great prophets said it. The rest is sayings and words, and it leads on into wonderful things and sometimes dogmatic things, depending on who interpreted. But honestly, if you're coming from the heart, you're meeting this new age head on, right here, right now, with love,
right,
you're doing exactly what you need to do. And if you have any guilt, remorse, and pain, have a look at it. Let it go if it doesn't suit any corrective needs. People got to get over themselves, get over the problems, and really take action now. Because we're in an action world. light slowed down enough to create matter. Here we are. And in this slow density, we need to take action, or things don't change. And we have, you may win. Here now, making things change, right, pal?
Win still there?
You know, that's what I was wondering.
I think he jumped off on it.
I think he left. Win!
Are you talking to me, Don?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, specifically, yes.
Now, what did you just say? You're still pretty distorted.
Oh.
God, is he distorted to you?
No, he sounds pretty clear on this end.
Does he?
With this connection. But yeah. What I was wondering, when is, if we could take that love, take that energy and put it out on the grid, and just, if we could get that vibration to be the vibration so everyone can actually feel that love energy.
Well, what do you think we did on our grid healing on Saturday? We're doing that all the time.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I've found that with this Fire the Grid event and these other events that people have communal prayers and big prayer groups, I love that. I truly do. I just wish it was more regular. In other words, I wish they'd do it more often.
Well, we're doing it Mondays on, I'm going to change the name to, on the Monday night conference, the Planetary Healing Hour, Don.
Excellent. I love
but,
it.
You know, we could still do that. We could still do that once a month. That's
sure.
They asked us to do it, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. I agree. We have a new mic system. I should probably go back to the old one. Sorry. I do sound a little different, don't I?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of these upgrades might not be all they're supposed to be.
What I was wondering is, we want to do that more often, but I'm trying to come up with a way that it would constantly keep broadcasting, that there would be, you know, is there a device, you know, is there a crystal type, something that we could, all the people that's out there working on this, if we all, you know, kind of like crystal bowls, if we could get them in sync and get everybody in sync and then keep that vibration, that love vibration going, you know, keep it vibrating, maybe that would transmute, you know, more of the anger, and because they just have broadcast, it's a constant broadcasting of anger and terror and fear, you know. So we got to transmute their, what they're doing, and have a constant vibration of love and care, compassion.
You know, many of the monks, many of the indigenous tribes. Few, sorry. But there are some that actually do that 24 hours around the clock. And some say that they actually hold the vibrational energies of many of the grids that are now in place. So, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I truly don't.
Uh-huh.
I wish I did. It sounds great. I like it. It makes sense to me. But they do. There are groups that actually hold 24-hour prayers in many different locations throughout the world.
Well, that's what I'm wondering with this mound system, with the grids that they are placed within. If there would be ways that we could enter that frequency and be able to keep that frequency operating, to keep it, what would it take? Maybe when you get to do some channeling, maybe that could be a question, if you would, to ask how we could keep that.
No, you mean ask my channeling sources? The only time I ever get a channeling is when, you believe me, it wouldn't work. I have no sources. I don't even have a source.
How about when?
There you go. He's probably, yeah.
You know, would he, you know, be able to try and retrieve that. It's got to be out there. You know, it's just that they want us to do more footwork on our own. You know, that's kind of what the game's about. You know, personal.
Well, thank you. Let's ask him when.
Well, Scott, what do you think our conference goals are?
That's exactly what they are.
That's exactly what they are.
But once we hang the phone up and once we turn back to our things that require us to be in this world every day, it's hard to hold that frequency. And that's what I'm thinking, if there's a way that we could place it in the grids, maybe with a particular master crystal, you know, or something. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, the way to do that is to learn how to live the law of one, so that when you hang up from the conference call, the energy keeps going, and the next person that comes into your life and the next thing that walks up is oneness. Because when you're living in oneness, you're automatically firing the grid.
Yes.
Just, you know. And, you know, there's nothing more powerful than that. But everyone has their own speed and their own distortions and their own time. So people can't do that. So the other way is to have millions of people on the conference line going 24 hours a day. So they just keep, you know, one ends and the other begins. So there's a constant energy being held. We don't have that, but, you know, that's one image that I hold.
Well, there you go. So, you know, I think it comes down to us really trying to maintain those energies in our own lives.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And that's, I see, as a balance point when we maintain those energies. And there's everything to push us off that balance point in all directions. You know, so the key is getting back on that balance point and staying there as close as possible. And that's why I'm wondering, is there not something that I'm missing out on that I don't see that could help me stay there, help me be there to help others? You know, that's
you know, I could tell you what I think you might need to do personally.
Okay.
I personally think that you inside continue, it's like you conflict with yourself. And I mean that in such a beautiful way, because it is such a beautiful conflict you have. That conflict is, how can I be of the highest service,
right,
and yet always wondering if you are.
Right.
And with a person like you, you have such a great heart. It's so big that it really doesn't even fit here in the physical. I don't think you have to worry, my friend. I think that you're really the kind of person that should allow that path to come to you, because you're so open to it. No one's going to show it to you better than you. So I would almost have to say, have so much love and faith in yourself, because that's where, looking at you, it's best put there, man. So don't shortchange yourself.
Right.
I love you.
Love you too, brother.
Be good to yourself.
Thank you.
You're the best there is.
You guys are too.
Well, thank you.
Great listeners that we have out there.
Well, thank you.
We love them all, and this is such a great opportunity for the light workers together, and that's what we need. We need a gathering point, you know, and more people need to be here.
We're getting them. We got me, we got you, we got Wynn, and we're getting more all the time, my friend, and it's because of people like all of us working together and sharing a beautiful, beautiful intent for the new age.
Right.
And we're going to create it, and we'll have help from abroad, interdimensionally and ultra-dimensionally, but really, we're going to translate it, and here it is right now as far as I'm concerned, and you're one of the greatest builders, creators, and makers of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
And I'll stay
Scott, thank you for checking in, Scott.
Thank you, Wynn. Keep it up, and I know you will. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. Wynn?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay, or am I really pretty light?
I can hear you.
All right. I could turn myself up a bit.
Just a little bit.
How's that?
You're a little distorted.
Am I distorted? It could be your phone, or it might just be the new equipment. I'm trying to play around with it.
Are you on a headset now?
No. I'm directly mixed right in. I mean, I'm a direct input man.
You have a microphone?
Yeah, I got a mic.
Okay. Listen, it's time to call in the light.
Let's do it.
One week, I'm going to have you do it, Don.
You know, one week, that would be a pleasure.
Yeah. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, and everyone listening, wherever they are, and the BBS Radio Network. And right now, we let go of our negativity, anything negative inside of us, anything painful. Let it go and let it be released into the higher realms of light. And we can visualize ourselves in this flow of energy. Physical body in a flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the earth. And we join our energies together right in this moment. Those of you who are free willing to do it. Our energies, which are on the other side of the veil, which are outside of time, where no matter where someone is physically, we can meet. Right now, in our energy bodies. And now we invite those energies that are also on the other side of the veil, positive group souls, angels, that are in service to others in the Christed energy, to join with our energies, and we surround the planet with this whole ball of energy right now. And right at this moment, we'll take just a moment of silence before we end. Why don't you take anyone that you know that can use some extra love, light, healing, and send this energy to them. Just see them in your mind's eye. And now bring it back and put that energy through yourself. Send it out to your home, to your family members. And on that note, we wish you good night. Hold the torch high. We'll see you next week on the Don and Wynn Show or Monday night on the Planetary Healing Hour we're doing, 6:30 on Station 2. And Don...
Well, thank you, Wynn. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show. We sincerely love having you. We absolutely do, and thank you. We're going to be coming up next with a fireside chat, Zany Mystic. Folks, I don't know. I get tickled when I listen to a show because that's a show. I mean, a fireside chat with Zany Mystic, Lance White, he really has a show that is warm. It's comforting, it's enlightening, it's inspiring, it's genius. So stick around, it'll be coming up next. And right now, we'll tune you into a little bit of music.
I love you.
We Ugh.